are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. So our boy children, they face many hardship and obstacles, and understanding the role in faith in overcoming those is crucial for our boys. And today we are going to explore the role of faith in facing and overcoming the challenges that they face in their lives. And we are joined on the line by Umdala Elder Kaliba here, who's going to be helping us deal with this one. Umdala, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
I am very much good. You know, every time, every Wednesday, I think that's why I'm super excited. But besides that, every Wednesday I get excited because we speak about the boy child, and as a mother of two, Aisham, I need all the advice and all the help that you do come through with whenever you're coming through on the station. But before we start, my elder, I'm going to ask you to please pray for us.
Shall we pray? Our gracious, kind, and loving Father, who dwells in heaven, Father God, we want to thank you for yet another privilege you've accorded to us to share your word and to share in discussion how, Heavenly Father, we can be able to help our boy children.
Mm-hmm.
Our God and our Father, we pray that even as we discuss today, may your Spirit be the one that leads us, and may it also touch the ears and hearts of the listeners, because we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're looking at faith. I think during the course of our discussion when it comes to boy children, we have explained how we can explain faith to them, because even sometimes, even us as adults, you know, we get dribbled. We get like, ish, you know, this faith thing, because it's things that we do not see. So we've established how we can, in fact, explain it to them. But then now, how does faith now help our boys to navigate challenges or difficult situations in their life? Because from school, from the community, even from home, they do face challenges on a daily basis.
Yes, indeed. Like you have said, faith can be something that is difficult to grasp, I think, even for adults. But my simple approach would be to look at faith as an anchor, which helps to provide, you know, a sense of stability and hope amidst life storms, or the storms of life. In a broader perspective, I would say faith helps, of course, to give us a different perspective to our problems, reminding us that we are not alone and that there is a loving God who cares deeply about us. So for our boy, for our boy children, I would say faith would basically help them to imbue strength, courage, and also enable them to face their fears and uncertainties. Because, I mean, in life, life always has various uncertainties, but we are also encouraged through Scripture that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and it is through faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, that we can be able to get that strength.
And now, looking at the boys, right? In what ways now does a boy's belief in God influence their approach to overcoming obstacles? Do they now say, you know, when they're facing an obstacle, they're like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? That way now where the verses, you know, come into play, where now they recite them when they're facing those challenges? Or is it just the fact knowing that they are who they are for God, you know, they're God's children, that helps them with that?
Well, a belief in God can transform a boy's approach to challenges by, of course, instilling a sense of purpose and meaning in the midst of difficulties. Mm-hmm. I mean, it encourages a boy to view obstacles as opportunities, because there are times when we see obstacles as mere obstacles. But when you have faith, you begin to view these obstacles as opportunities for growth. Mm-hmm. And also opportunities to rely on God's strength rather than on your own strength. So for the boys, trusting in God's plan and timing can foster patience and perseverance. Mm-hmm. And these are the qualities that are essential for overcoming life's hurdles.
Yeah.
There's a common saying where one is saying, have you ever thought of how Moses did part the Red Sea? If you think of it, Moses only had a staff, but for us, we've got prayer, and who knows? I mean, maybe whatever pile of challenges we have with prayer, they may basically all be parted away. Mm. So with faith, it can definitely help our boy children to be able to overcome the obstacles of life.
So how do they now personally incorporate prayer, or spiritual practices into their lives when facing challenges? And we're speaking about boys here, Mdala, who some, they're interested in soccer, some are interested in video games, depending, different circumstances for them. As they're busy building cars, they're busy exploring. They're at an age where they're exploring, they're learning things, they're being interested. Yeah, some, they're even interested in girls that we can't run away from, they've got crushes, they've got all of these things. But now, how do they now incorporate prayer when they're facing challenges, given the fact that they have all these things that is also taking their time.
As a father of two boys, I do relate. And we see some of the challenges that our boys go through. But like we said, prayer is key to help our boy children to actually have a different approach to life. And in terms of how they can incorporate prayer in their day-to-day lives, I always tell my boys to say the first thing is you need to turn to God in honest conversation, sharing your fears, your frustrations, and asking for guidance and strength. And that can only be done through prayer. So when they begin to see God as a father they can speak to, a father they can pour out their deepest fears, their frustrations, then it begins to create a stable foundation for them to actually engage even more. So there are also instances where, they still have to spend time meditating on scriptures and find comfort and assurance, practicing the things that are spelled out in scripture. Moreover, there are stories in scripture that helps to show how faith worked out for the various characters in the Bible. And it is by looking at such kind of scripture that it would also help somebody to begin to practice, to begin to live according to the prayers that have been offered. So from a practical point of view, I would say it is very important, of course, to always find time in prayer. There is a common saying to say, of course, more prayer, more power, and less prayer, less power. So in overcoming, one needs definitely to have a prayerful life.
So now we want to come and hear from you, your personal experience, because sometimes whenever we're talking, people are like, you are all speaking theory. All you're saying is theory, or you read it somewhere. There's nothing that you have not even gone through this. But Mdala, you looking at you, have you ever faced situations where your faith was tested and you're like, me, time out, God, I love time out. I'm okay with you. And your faith held you on saying that, my son, even though you're saying time out, but I, the Lord, So if you could share with us if you've had some of those situations.
Well, my faith has been tested several times. And not even in the distant past, not so long ago. I mean, just about, is it 3 weeks ago? It was a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church. All was well. And on that particular day, I was asked by our church pastor to give the weekly blessing to the congregation. And, you know, I gave a weekly blessing where, of course, I mean, we talked about how God was going to lead us through the coming week,
mm.
how every path is going to be smooth and so on, how we are going to overcome challenges. And that very afternoon, just when I left church, mm. I had actually just barely left church
mm.
when I was involved in an accident.
Mm.
Some motorcycle came and hit the front of the vehicle we were driving, and the vehicle was severely damaged. Mm. And at that point, I started thinking, where is God? I mean,
yeah.
I'm just from church,
mm.
And we have just been talking of how God will lead us,
mm.
How he will protect us from all harm and danger. And for a little while, I was almost, thinking that maybe God had let me down, because, I mean, as a child of God, I should have not even been involved in an accident like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
But while those thoughts were crossing my mind, I also said, but you see, there's a positive side of this.
Mm.
We have all come out of this accident unharmed. There was no one who had any scratch on their body.
Mm.
The motorcyclist also, he didn't have any injuries. He was in good health. Yes, the vehicle and motorcycle sustained damages, but God preserved our lives.
Mm.
And you begin to see that even when your faith is about to be tested, when you go back to Scripture,
yeah,
Scripture basically reminds you to say you need to be able to persevere. You need to forge on. You need to move on.
Yes.
And also be able to see the brighter side of things. So there are times when you have challenges, but through those challenges, through those tests that come your way.
Mm.
Of course, they'll come in different forms. Mm. I mean, for me, it was an accident. For others, it might be in a different form. It could be the girls, like we said, for the boys. It could be the temptation of maybe playing a video game when you're supposed to be reading Scripture. It might come in different forms. But the faith which you have learned through Scripture, is at the right time the Spirit will still whisper some words of encouragement to say, but look, while this could have been worse, this is what you have. And from my experience, I think overcoming situations where you are tempted, you are tested, your faith is tested, it only becomes easier to do that when, again, you fall back on Scripture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what advice now would you give to other boys who may be struggling with challenges and are looking to their faith for strength and guidance? What advice would you give them? Should they also reach out to speak to an elderly person, or their faith will sort them out?
Well, to the boys facing challenges, I would say remember that it's okay to feel scared or unsure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't mean that when you have faith, you will always not have any uncertainty. So it's okay to feel scared and or unsure. These feelings don't diminish your faith,
mm.
But they are basically triggers for you to turn to prayer.
Mm.
Not just to ask for solutions, but to find comfort and strength in God's presence. You can also lean on your faith community for support and wisdom. And I'm glad that even within our church circles, we do have faith communities where you can be able to reach out and some of your peers who are grounded in faith can help you get a bit of comfort. But also, like you said, the elderly are also available to offer guidance, to offer support when you're going through challenges. So dive into scripture to find stories of individuals who overcame obstacles through faith, and never estimate the power of trusting in God's plan in your life, even when the path seems unclear.
Yeah.
Remember, every challenge is an opportunity to witness God's faithfulness and to grow stronger in your faith journey. So that is what I would actually basically give as an advice to our boys who may be struggling or who may have challenges.
As we wrap it out, Dala, this one I just want to, you know, because the boy children may face the struggles and the challenges they face may be different, right? But what of those that are sin? Is a sin a challenge and a struggle as well? How do they now go about that? Because, for example, they might be facing challenges with their studies, right? They might be finding challenges with making friends, you know, with relating to other people. It's okay. But then we do have boys that are addicted to things like pornography, addicted to social media and stuff like that. Well, social media is not really a sin. Let's just stick to pornography, which can now be labeled as a sin. Do they deal with those two different kind of challenges the same way, or there are other ways in which they could deal with the sin part of it?
Okay, very interesting question. So in terms of the sin challenge, of course, you will notice that, of course, from a broader perspective, challenges may all be classified as challenges. But obviously, in all these aspects, even when it comes to the sin problem, there is only one who can be able to give us the power to overcome sin, and that is God Himself. And that is why in all these things, prayer plays a critical role. Because you still need a prayer to communicate with God to give you the power to overcome the sin problem. Of course, like we said, there are still communities of faith that can help you enrich your prayer life. There are still elders who can help you to enrich your prayer life. There are pastors who can help you to enrich your prayer life. There is the scripture itself which can help to enrich your prayer life. But to overcome the sin problem, you need God in your life. You need to be able to come boldly before God's throne and ask for forgiveness and ask for Him to empower you to have the ability to overcome sin.
Indeed. Mpundis, my elder, my elder, please pray for us as we close. Please pray for our boy children, for them to know that whatever they may are going through, it's not the end. It's not the end of it all, that they can speak to everyone and their faith can also help them and you know, make sure that they come out of whatever that they are facing, you know, strong and good. So please, if you can, please do pray for our children, also including the parents, Dala, that we as parents, we may support our children whenever they are going through things.
Shall we pray? Our gracious, kind and loving Father who dwells in heaven, Father God, we want to thank you once again for this privilege of prayer in which we call upon your name to help us, Heavenly Father, come before the throne of mercy. Our God and our Father, we thank you for the gift that you've given us through the boy child. We do have, Heavenly Father, many boys out there who are faced with various challenges. Some might just simply be social challenges. But there are still others, Heavenly Father, that are also struggling with a sin problem. Our prayer, Heavenly Father, is you who is able to save to the uttermost. May you, Heavenly Father, reach out to them and touch them at their greatest point of need. Our God and our Father, we pray that may you be the source of comfort. May you be the source of wisdom. May you, Heavenly Father, be the one that, Heavenly Father, directs their paths in the paths of righteousness. The world out here, Heavenly Father, has many challenges. And our boy children, Heavenly Father, have not been spared. How we pray that, Heavenly Father, even while the world could be struggling, that, Heavenly Father, your spirit may still be sufficient to redeem and save, Heavenly Father, our boy children. We want to pray, Heavenly Father, for the parents as well. Lord, you know that the parents are undergoing through various pressures of life. But in their struggles and pressures of life, may they not neglect, Heavenly Father, the need to look after the boy children, the need to look after everybody else, Heavenly Father. But that can only happen, Heavenly Father, when you grant the parents wisdom. Therefore, we pray that may you grant all the parents wisdom to, Heavenly Father, be able to guide your children into the paths of righteousness. We pray, Heavenly Father, that when all is said and done, may honor and glory be ascribed to your name. This and many more we pray in Jesus' name with thanks in our hearts. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for making time to come and speak to us so that we may be better parents to our boy children, and our boy children can also know that there is a way through it. Also, may you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be on Adventist World Radio. Thank you very much.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.